Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, or tune into any time that I'm speaking, I am so grateful for you. And in consistent prayer that you are receiving more inspiration, motivation, and that you are determined to walk in the fullness of the all that you are, as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. For any time I come to the airwaves, I am always about exalting the whole of us, always exalting our wholeness, always exalting that which is the absolute truth, and have us come to a point and place where we understand that there is absolute truth, and we will all be benefited when we care to be in it. That which we see, everybody's always talking about, oh, there's so much going on, there's so much going on. I say, well, the only thing that's really going on is the establishment of the eternal order. And those who are not about ordering and being ordered and being cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that they are in harmony with the whole of existence, then they are going to be experiencing all kinds of things. And because we are in the frequency of energy and surrounded by those who are out of alignment with themselves, and we have family members and children and grandchildren and aunts and uncles and all kinds of folk who exalt their right to be wrong because of the programming that has gone on to make sure that we are mistaken, to make sure that we're disoriented, to make sure that our miseducation, our religious training, everything has served us in feeling some degree of entitlement to do whatever the hell we want to do, regardless of what the consequences are. And we have to come to a point and place where it matters to us that we are doing that which we are purposed to do by virtue of the fact that we exist as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And law and order is the order of the whole. And those who are the lawless ones are the ones who are always talking about law and order. And they're murderers, liars, and thieves. They're bastardizers and usurpers. And they have us in a place where we feel that they have the entitlement to perpetuate all of this wickedness, all of this sickness, illness, and disease. And we have the opportunity and the right to participate and be complicit and complacent with it. And I'm saying that we should be in a place where it matters to us that we are living well, that we are healthy, that we are whole, that we're not creating disease every time we take a bite. That we're in a place that it matters to us to be able to raise healthy children, that we have an understanding and an understanding that the light is there, the truth is there, the law is there, and when we embrace it and when we consciously care to recalibrate our activities towards it and with it, then everybody benefits. And because we are the beneficiaries of the light and love and wisdom and creativity and the awesomeness and the intellectual properties and the service and the labor and the sacrifices of so many ones that will always remain nameless, but each of us who live on behalf of those who've come before us. Now, we may not really know the greatness of the lineages that we represent, but understand that by virtue of the order of existence itself, the intelligence of existence itself, because it was there first, and understand the greatness is already there. And that our aspirations to be whole, not to just be a great ball player or a great entertainer or a great dancer or any of those things. And there are so many people who are so phenomenal in terms of the talents that they have, the abilities that they have, ability to respond correctly and directly, to be in a place where they are in service. This world is filled with phenomenalness, right? And each of us has the opportunity and should embrace the opportunity to become the phenomenal ones that we each are. Because as a result of there being corporate entities and deities that have a bottom line to profit off of saturating the marketplace with artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, and all of this non-food stuff. And we see how it is affecting great numbers of people of all hues, that they are not able to really speak a language that you can recognize. Every other word is mother, and every other word is nigga, and every other word is this, that, and the other. These people cannot even have a real conversation with anybody that makes sense. And when your word is your wand, when your word is that which literally lays foundation for how you create, and we're not able to speak, we don't understand the sacredness of ourselves, the sacredness of our blood, the sacredness of our body temples, the sacredness of life itself, then it's a problem when we're talking about millions and billions of people. And so I'm the one to encourage us to be about the business of self-unfoldment, self-realization, self-development, self-cultivation, because you will never have anything greater than yourself. And when you're wise enough, and when we're wise enough to invest in developing ourselves, that's how we come to that place and space where there is value. We are substantiating the actual presence that we are. And it is as a result of there not being cultivation in terms of the value of who we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, or who we are as the children of God, that we don't have that quality of character, that quality of virtue and integrity, that quality of being in our own harmony with that. And to understand that self-realization and vivid self representation in the light of the absolute truth of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence is the greatest degree of political consciousness that we could have. And a democracy does not work when the people are anesthetized and inebriated and stupefied and intoxicated and feeling entitled to be in violation of the primary laws that govern their being. There is nothing that democracy, democracy has been related to, is now reduced to democracy, in that everybody feels entitled to be wicked. Wickedness being consciously caring to be in a place where you are a defiler. A defiler of children, a defiler of self, a defiler, a polluter of the earth and whatnot, that everywhere you go, you're creating greater waste. You're creating chaos and disharmony. Everywhere you go, you're a blight upon the eyes of other ones. I'm just saying, we have been in a place where our programming through radio, through media, through television, through food and whatnot has put us in a place where there is very little of us left. And when we go downtown, Atlanta has one of the greatest populations of homeless people in the country, one of the greatest populations of Black millionaires in the country, one of the greatest populations of artists and conscious ones and ingenuity and talent and skill and ability and whatnot. Atlanta is really the foundation and should be the foundation of the establishment of the eternal, right here. Because the greatest light has been here. And all of the struggle and all of that, which was a precedent in terms of our gaining parity, which we never should have been trying to be equal to those who oppressed us, beat us, raped us, sodomized us, and whatnot. Equality was not the issue. Equal access to foolishness is not the issue. The issue is that we should have been consciously caring to cleanse ourselves and heal ourselves from having been fed the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of garbage that we were fed, that our grandparents and our great-grandparents and our great-great-grandparents were fed. The scraps, the guts and the intestines of pigs and the tongues and the ears of other beings and whatnot. We should have been trying to cleanse ourselves from the violation that was charged upon our blood in feeding off of violated beings, having an understanding that what is godly is order, what is godly is cleanliness, what is godly is the sacredness of our being. And we have the ministers, the preachers, the priests, the pastors, the popes, the teachers, the business people, everybody feels entitled to be drunk. Intoxicated. We got to go and drink on Fridays. The streets are filled with sisters with dresses up to their behinds and high heels and whatnot, you know, walking up and down, going into these places. And I'm like, how is it that you all didn't peep this trick? How is it that you can be 25, 30, 35, 40 years old and you still smoking and drinking as if you have completely missed the reality that your people are under siege? That the whole of humanity has lost their humanity and that you are following the way of wickedness. How is it that you can miss it? Because that's what happens, and that's why the methodology of oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning so that we miss the whole point in what living is about. In terms of duty, obligation, and responsibility to be self-realizing, self-actualizing, balancing and rebuking and revoking our commitments that were made in this lifetime or any previous lifetime that no longer serves our greater good. Consciously caring to be able to respond correctly and directly to being under a world-conquering rampage of divisiveness, a world-conquering rampage that is depopulation, a world-conquering rampage that is genocide. And to be in a plethora of all manners of sickness, illness, and disease, and then be employed by those who manage the diseases, those who create the disease, those who are the profiteers of the disease, and then be facilitating your own disease is the need that we have for being in a greater care and a greater inspiration and motivation to do that which is ours to do on behalf of our own wholeness, on behalf of the wholeness of Mother Earth and Mother Nature and all of the children who are coming into the world with all kinds of psoriasis and eczema and asthma and all kinds of other issues, that we're undermining our children before they're even conceived. And then think that because we've got these degrees, we've got this licensing, we've got this certification, we can go and work over here and work over here and generate money, and we don't even know how to eat and how to heal ourselves. This is what is needed because we will never have anything greater than who we are as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And that covers all realms, all hues of people from the blackest black to the lightest light. Whether we have lost our humanity, whether we are consciously caring to be realigned in our divinity, whether we are kind of human, whether we enjoy our servitude and our enslavement, our captivity, and being in a place where we're out of our alignment, the absolute truth of us is that we are all these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and we are held and will be completely accountable for absolute law and our application unto it. And if we've never applied ourselves to the laws that govern our being, then it means that in 40, 50, 60, 70 years of lawlessness, then you didn't do the work of consciously aligning yourself with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and to be under the auspices of your soul. You've missed yourself. And the tragedy and the travesty of missing yourself in a whole lifetime is not that you have to come back and try it again, is the reality that you truly never lived. And that which you will be remembered for will not be the greatness of yourself. That which you will be remembered for will soon be forgotten. Everyone is one of the absolute and eternal presence, whether they realize it or not. every world, every planet, every star that exists as a citizen of the cosmic. Every soul, every angel, every god, every goddess, every saint, every savior, every guru, every man or mankind, everybody exists within the realm of the cosmic as a citizen of the cosmic. You cannot be a citizen of a corporation. You can be an agent. You can be an employee. You can be a servant, but you cannot be a citizen of a corporate structure, a corporate entity called America. We're in a now moment that requires us to really have the care to come to love and to come to light and to come to wisdom and come to truth and to know that the requisite in being able to accomplish that requires us to consciously exalt a full life's urge to get to that place in that space where we do nothing to undermine ourselves, to be in a place where we are hungry and thirsty for more love, more light, more wisdom, more truth, because we realize that for whatever it is we have seen, whatever it is that we know, whatever it is that we've realized, that there is still an infinity that lies beyond us. And growth and consistent expansion of consciousness and conscientiousness is really the progression of us as a humanity of people. And that includes those who are kind of human. Because you're kind of human does not excuse you from being under the auspices of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. And if you are kind enough to not feed off the flesh of violated beings, if you are kind enough not to enslave and to usurp and to trap and to bastardize and to create devastation and whatnot, then you could regain your humanity. If you really care to regain your humanity, but being kind of human and being in a place where you feel entitled to be out of alignment with the laws of existence itself will put you in a place and space where you will soon cease to exist. And I know that people have a hard time fathoming the reality that you could possibly be discontinued in existence. But because there is absolute law that governs all of existence, and the law works all the time, and nobody is exempt from it. So where you do not have a commitment to life, where your commitment has been in exalting death, then by law, you are deserving of death. Now, those who were exalting life and those who were consciously seeking to be harmonized in the laws of life, in the laws of love, those who were consciously striving to stand on behalf of life itself, to conquer their subtle self deficits and to heal themselves, to cleanse themselves, to forgive themselves, to extend to each and every other one of themselves the compassion and the mercy and the forgiveness that is consistent with the character and virtue of those who are the children of gods and goddesses. And those ones, when it come time to leave, if they took the responsibility of clearing themselves, of cleansing themselves, of creating the quality of blood that bore no violation of violated beings, the quality of blood that was charged in their love and their thanksgiving and their gratitude for their blessedness in being, their blood being charged by the minerals and that which was consistent with the design that they were hand sculpted by the intelligence of existence and charged in every fiber of their being, when we are taking conscious responsibility to exalt the truth of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to understand that absolute and supreme intelligence is all there is as existence itself, but it is that which functions perfectly, and perfection is an inherent part of existence itself, and every atom and every cell of our being functions perfectly, which is why the methodology of our usurpation has been instituted as dietary nutritional deficiency. Usurpation and bastardization at the cellular level, so that we feel happy to be anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, and filling our tissues up with artificial colors and artificial flavors and preservatives and hormones and antibiotics and larvicides and all of these chemicals that are having a contraindication. They're interacting with each other and creating devastation in the brain, devastation in the organs, devastation in the glands. And so now we have devastated youth, we have devastated teenagers, we have devastated young ones, we have devastated mothers and whatnot, and the devastated ones are creating and attracting to them more devastation. And the tragic date with fate is accidents and death and heart attacks and strokes and whatnot. And we have to take responsibility for remembering that what we do on a daily basis, consistently over time, is going to show up as what we've created. And if we don't like what we've created in terms of heart disease and renal failure and liver disease and cancer and all of these things, then we have to remember who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and realize that the dis-ease is there as a result of being out of alignment with that which promotes your wholeness, that which promotes your ease, that which promotes your peace, which is high frequency food, fruit and vegetation, water-based stuff that really your body knows what to do with. So we have all of this obesity because we are eating things that man has created that has no life force, it has no vitality, it has nothing that the body needs. But it's touted and perpetuated as if it's good, and it isn't. The devil is a liar. Who is the liar? Those who are doing the advertising for Coca-Cola, Burger King, McDonald's, and all of these other killers that are set up in our communities, and we take our children to visit these people. And you pile up all of this garbage within your very tissues. And then when your bodies and your organs and your glands and begin to break down, then you run to the doctors and expect the doctors to give you a pill to erase the consequences of being in violation of the primary law of your own being for decades. Reaching for a pill is not reaching for life. Calling on the doctor is not the same as calling on the intelligence of your being. We have to care to understand that we can be healed and we can be whole, but we must be cleansed in order to accomplish it. We must be able to recognize the error of our ways. We must care to be in that place where we know that there is salvation and deliverance from the sickness, the illness, the degradation, the stupefaction, all of that. You can ask and it has begun. You understand? Have it be done by virtue of your intensity of desire to be whole. Not just to be a little healthier. So that you believe in you have to die from something. And this whole death thing, as a result of being in violation, allowing killing to be fun and entertainment and that which allows you to develop your skills in video games. You understand that this whole thing is really totally antithetical to existence itself, so that when we have governments that practice killing as a way of generating money, then understand that that will soon come to an end. And that if we have participated wholeheartedly, lovingly, and ignored duty, obligation, and responsibility to exalt life, then we cannot be separated from the devastation. If you have already been devastated with heart attack and stroke and this and that, you understand, at some point you really want to live. You want to live. And living and dying are not the same activities. Healing will happen where you are completely committed to honoring, respecting, and reverencing the sacredness of your own being. Healing will happen when you are consciously committed towards being harmonized with the laws of existence itself. Healing will happen when you take responsibility to understand that you would prefer to be correct than to be wrong. You would prefer to exalt a full life's urge than your right to be in sickness, illness, and disease. We get what we ask for. Ask to be whole. To be healed, to be cleansed, to be renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, to walk in the fullness of who you are, to stand to be a glory on behalf of the lineages that you represent, those that you know, and the infinitude of those that you would never know. But we are existing on this planet that is held by absolute law. She is in flotation and rotation, held by this absolute and supreme intelligence that has her spinning, moving. And for us to care more about polished wood, metal, and stone than we care about ourselves and the integrity with which we live and the legacy that we're creating and the way that we're leaving is the evidence of us having been usurped. Because it is not a natural phenomenon for intelligent beings to love and to justify and to feel entitled to be killing themselves and to take pleasure in killing other ones. We're in a now moment where we have to care to think and to know that we can outthink the system of sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. You have the opportunity to rise. And I'm calling you to it. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.
Night Watch on 89.
Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via your phone apps, thank you for being that wise to use your technology towards your greater good. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you are always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour, thank you so much. And I am in consistent prayer and thanksgiving that you are always receiving more inspiration, more insight, more motivation, more that inspires you to commit to being the more that you truly are. We live in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really care, to respond correctly and directly to being under siege. A now moment of eternity where our children need us to step up and step forward. Our grandchildren need us to step up and step forward. Those who have yet to come need us to step up and step forward, for we can no longer be complicit and complacent with our own genocide and think that when you leave here that you will gain some greater glory than what you refused to accept when you were living on the planet. And the whole thought about death and what it is, and most people are not thinking about it, but the reality for where we are in terms of our being under a world-conquering rampage that is depopulation and genocide, we really need to be very, very thoughtful about how we're living on a day-to-day basis. And for those of you who have been listening to me for almost 17 years next month, and for those of you who feel motivated to listen to this kind of programming, because I know that I deal with the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, the prerequisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence. I'm not just dealing with metaphysics. I'm not just dealing with information. I'm not just dealing with the intergalactic and the Pleiades and the Dogons. I'm not really bringing and dealing with that. I'm not talking to you about raising your kundalini and tantric sex and a lot of issues that other ones are talking about. I'm talking about how we live on a day-to-day basis in terms of how we honor, how we reverence, how we appreciate, love, and give thanks to that which beats our heart and that which breathes us, for beating our heart and breathing us. Because the disregard, the disrespect, the violation of ourselves is something that you can't talk your way out of it. We have to come to a point and place where we realize that being in a death culture, being socialized to think that it's okay for us to undermine ourselves, to be in a place and space where we have so many of our youth who can't wait to grow up because they want to experience the whole process of adulteration, being able to smoke and drink and get high and have sex and do all of the things that undermine and whittle away and take and forfeit your real footing on the path of life. To put us in a place and space where we are on a cataclysmic ride with demise, having tragic dates with fate. And I guess a lot of people feel as though, well, it can't happen to me. Nothing's gonna happen to me. I can smoke every day for 10, 20, 30 years and I won't get cancer. I can eat all manners of carcasses from pigs and carcasses from cows and carcasses from turkeys and carcasses from this one and carcasses from that one. And the next thing you know, these people will be serving you the carcasses of human beings and you won't even know the difference. You'll say, oh, it's so good. It tastes like chicken. And that's what you're getting in these other places where they're serving you dog and rat and cat. I'm just saying, if we are not conscientious enough about understanding what's creating all of this sickness, illness, disease, violation, police brutality, and all of that, then it's like, what are you living for? If you feel like you just have the right to choose death and you have the right to die, you have the right to enjoy your dying. And I'm just saying, is that a life that is lived dying is not the same quality of life that is lived living, rejoicing, honoring, reverencing, respecting, exalting, and obeying and loving, being with your whole body, heart, mind, and soul. It's two different lives. So a life that was spent dying is a different life. And the issue is that at the end of that life, you truly never lived. But because it's something that's systemic, because it is socially acceptable, because we're in a place where those of us who really care, we have to come to a whole nother place and space in our mind and in our spirits, in our care, in our ability to ask and to knock and to align ourselves with that which allow us to have more of ourselves, as opposed to our being in a place where we are investing in things that deplete ourselves, that undermine ourselves, that put us in a place and space where we do not have the right frame of mind to be able to respond correctly and directly to being warred against, to being under a genocidal initiative that is a global initiative to undermine all of Mother Earth, Mother Nature. It's not just the black man. You understand? I've been talking that it's the black man type of thing. No, it's Mother Earth, Mother Nature, her creatures. You understand? And the people who depend upon life, who have to have life in order to even do any of the things that they do, to have no regard and no respect for life. It's totally antithetical to what it is to be a human being, to be a being at all. The roaches have respect for their lives. They try to run. You understand? And when they sense that you're only trying to pick them up to put them outside, they still are in fear. But then they appreciate so much when you let them go. Everything is intelligent enough to love its life and to exalt its life and to want to live. We're in a now moment that requires us to get real clear about the foundational reason why we're in the condition that we're in as a global humanity, regardless of how much education we have, how much money we have, how much access we have, how many times we've been all around the world and whatnot. We are in a crisis of morality, ethics, common sense. We are misappropriating the very essence of ourselves. And then we think that we can undermine ourselves and then prosper. That we can treat our cars better than we treat our bodies. That we can appreciate the mechanical functioning of a vehicle more than we appreciate and will honor and respect the divinity of our own beings. And you keep hearing me say the same thing over and over again, because at some point we have to raise completely up. And the point is now. There is a need for us to raise completely up. And that means that we are not inebriating, intoxicating, violating ourselves. That we're in a place and space where we are exerting a full life's urge, that we have an understanding and an understanding that there is no way that a sick people can apply themselves to those who are the legislators, the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death, support the police brutality, support all of the gun things that are going on, and then we want to just pray and think that it's going to be all right. Your prayers don't have that much power because you have been feeding the way that these ones feed. And nobody ever asks what makes these people so wicked that they feel entitled to be able to beat you, rape you, shoot you, enslave you, sodomize you, incarcerate you, trap you. All right, I'm just saying is that, yes, we are inundated with it. It's everywhere. And even in the midst of it, you don't have to participate with it. You don't have to be impacted and affected by it. You don't have to apply yourself to every detail of it, but you cannot get away from it if you don't cleanse your body, your heart, your mind, and your spirit so that you are dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, so that you have leverage over it because you have activated all of your faculties to be able to respond correctly and directly in any now moment, so that those beings have no power and authority in your life. Because your sovereignty is completely based upon your effort on a daily basis to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, so that you are in obedience to the laws that govern your being. And when we violate ourselves, then many times we set ourselves up for other violations because we're attracting things to us. And so when you're dealing with a people who have been devastated because they have never been fed anything nutritional, never been fed anything that was minerally rich, never been fed anything that was alkalizing or hydrating or oxygenating, but then they were fed the carcasses of dead animals and canned food and stuff that have absolutely no vibration, no life force in it. And then they mature or they grow up after 10, 20, 30 years of devitalization and deficiency. Then we see the mental deficiencies. We see the physical deformities and other things happening in the next generation that comes through them. We see the incapacity to really exalt that full life's urge. And the hospitals are filling up with people who are just deficient, minerally, nutritionally, dehydrated, insufficiently oxygenated, acidified, miseducated, dumbed down. And we just have to come to a point and place where we will no longer participate with it. As the wombed man, our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to be the perpetuators of life. As the men, your duty, obligation, and responsibility is to be the progenitor of life. And even if we make the decisions that we are not consciously caring to bring children forward, and whether you terminate pregnancies and through abortion or miscarry because your body is not sufficiently nourished and whatever to carry a child full term because you were never fed properly, we still have the responsibility to exalt life, to exalt our lives, to care, to live, and to be in the integrity of ourselves, to understand that the work that is to be done is in the resubstantiation, the enhancement, and enrichment of our own personal presence as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is foundational, causational, and is all there is as existence itself, beginningless, endless, infinite, eternal. We dwell in the reality of its presence. There is nowhere where it is not. It is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. It beats our heart and it breathes us. And we were told to honor it, to love it with our whole body, with all of our might. And you all are making excuses as to why you will not honor yourself. And then you wonder why the people can shoot you down in the streets and nobody's in a position to say anything about it. That these people garnish millions of dollars of support by other ones whose racism and whose bigotry and whose toxicity and whose inherent insecurity and inferiority and whatnot make them align with those who are murderers, liars, and thieves that rob the people. See, this is what the corporate deities of death are doing. They're literally robbing the people of their essence, robbing the temples of God, of their treasures, of the minerals, of the platinum, the gold, the silver, the copper, all of that which is already in the body temple, robbing us to the degree to which we are bent over, can't stand up. We're having to have our hips replaced, our knees replaced, our back surgeries, and all of this. And the doctors are having a field day. And those who go missing, nobody misses them, and their body parts are being taken. We have to come to a point where we stop the foolishness and raise completely up. And you cannot raise completely up when you are so happy with the permeation and the penetration of all of this garbage in every atom and every cell of your being. And they want you to think that, oh, well, you know, they died because. No, they died because they were choosing death. On a daily basis, choosing death. And they got us in a frequency of energy where we think delusionally that there is no death. And in the midst of eternity, yes, we can. I can sign off on that. There is no death. But then their book says the wages of sin is death. So if there was no death, there would be no reason for that to be in there. No matter what you do and how you live, you will live forever anyway. no matter how you live and what you did, no matter how many people you murdered and how many women you raped, how many children you violated, you will still have the same opportunity for your eternal life as those who honored life, those who love the Creator with their whole body, heart, mind, and soul. I am not feeling that. I'm feeling that there is absolute law and that what you put out there is what you're going to get. That those who are the legislators and the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood are destined to have sickness, illness, disease, and death as their just reward for sowing those seeds. And we need to be able to have the conversation about our continuance in existence itself. And if it doesn't matter to you as to whether you're continued in existence or not, if it doesn't matter to you whether or not you're literally suffocating and being snuffed out, your life force is being snuffed out of that body because neurologically you're blocked and obstructed. Your respiratory is blocked and obstructed. Your circulatory is blocked and obstructed. That you have no life force. And so do you suffocate in all of the mucus that came from all of the pancakes, the waffles, the breads, the biscuits, the toast, the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, all of these things? I'm just saying, we're talking about 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years of accumulation. So that our right response to being under siege, our right response to being under a pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease is to come to a point and place where we are consciously caring to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified and made whole, to understand that you have that choice, that just because you have come to that place and space where you are having to take medications for this and medications for that, just because you have been told that there is no cure for this or there's no cure for that, that you can only do this and you can only do that. But you understand, you have to understand the intelligence of your being is much more intelligent than those who are giving you these lies and inhibiting your own initiative to exalt a full life's urge as a result of your not doing that for so long. You can still do it. It is your time. And that's what I'm saying in terms of our raising completely up. It is a necessity for the moral fiber and the high ethic and the conscientiousness and the care and the courage and the integrity to be restored as the reality of each of our beings. Why? Because that is what is missing. And we depend upon those who have none of that for food and for this and for that and the other. And what are you doing in the midst of it? Our rights to be continued in existence upon the planet is hanging in the balance. And some people will say, oh, well, you know, civilizations rise and civilizations fall. Nothing that's happening that hasn't happened before. And I guess you can find solace in that when you're drowning as a result of everything flooding. You understand, getting caught in these places and spaces because you were not attuned to know that you shouldn't go this way. Your angels were not on alert to protect you and to guide you away from this situation or circumstance. You were driving too fast. I'm just saying, car accidents, stroke, heart attack. There are many, many things that are escorting the people off the planet. And a large part of where we arrive when we leave is going to be completely contingent and dependent upon how we lived, what courses we completed with flying colors, whether or not we were consciously in school and consciously caring to graduate the class of Earth residency without having been put in a place where you flunked. You want to flunk out of life? What does that get you? Every wounded man and every man that has known the sorrow and the pain of losing ones prematurely, those ones who have made transition through whatever, just because we're used to being surrounded by death doesn't mean that we should continue to be complicit and complacent with it. we can do more to protect our children in nourishing them well, in making commitments and teaching them to make commitments for their lives, to life itself. These children are hungry for life. They're hungry for the truth. They're hungry for light. They're hungry for wisdom. They're hungry for guidance. They're hungry for direction. They look at what's going on in the world, and some of them are suicidal because they don't see the point of it all. We're in a now moment of eternity where many of us who are 40, 50, 55, 60, getting older, we have lived perhaps at least half of our lives already. And for those who have created conditions that create pain and suffering, I'm telling you to activate the truth of who you are as this point of the absolute and supreme intelligence, because intelligence itself does not get ill. Our bodies are going through what it's going through as a result of it having so much foreign, decaying, decomposing organisms, viruses, and all of this toxicity. And that's what's causing the sickness. That's what's causing all of those issues. But it can be completely cleared and cleansed and purified. You can be renewed. You can be healed. You can be whole. You can be happy. You can be prospering. But there is no wealth that you will ever have that is greater than yourself. There is nothing that can be added to you that is greater than you. There is nothing that is worth your whoring and pimping and prostituting yourself and doing things consistently over time that you do not care to do for money, when you have the opportunity to focus your mind to see and envision what it is that you truly want. You have the opportunity to ask and have it be given, to knock and the door would be open, to seek and you will find. You have the opportunity to create your world, to recreate your life. You have the opportunity to be completely resurrected and revivified in the light and the truth of the all that you truly are. You have that choice right now. And it's not as difficult as some people would make it seem. That even if you smoked for 20 years, 30 years, you can cleanse. You can heal from the cancer. People say, well, they don't want to claim it. But the issue is that all of those carcasses and all of that acid and all them proteins and all that stuff is claiming you. So let the big C be cleansing as opposed to cancer. It doesn't matter what part of the body it is affecting. The whole body has to be cleansed. These people treat us like we're a bag of parts. And so you go in and they look at this, and you go to this doctor for your foot, and you go to this doctor for your heart, and you go to this doctor for your ear, nose, and throat, and you go to this doctor for your knees, and you go to this doctor. They're treating you like you're a bag of parts. You're a whole being. Even in your fragmentation and your divisiveness within yourself, in order to be restored and realigned and reoriented in the integrity of the truth of who you are as this point of absolute and supreme intelligence, you must claim your wholeness. You must want it. You must understand that there is no shame in being whole. There is nothing to say, well, because I'm not sick, ill, and diseased and everybody else is, that I don't deserve that. No, you deserve exactly what you're applying yourself to. That's how the law works. I'm just the one to encourage you to use the law towards your greater good as opposed to being undermined by it. Because the commercialism, the capitalism, the sublimation, the psychological and behavioral modification and whatnot is having us in a place where we are all right killing ourselves and our children. And I'm the one to encourage you to realize that We are here to serve the purposes of existence itself, the purposes of life itself. We are here to be fully self-representing and self-actualizing and self-discovering and being in a place where we can see ourselves in any and every other eye, because there is truly only one eye that truly sees. And even though we may be full of all of this stuff, what I call the real filth from the corporate deities of death, the refuse is the pollution that we see in the waterways, in the streets, and all of those places, the stench that we find, that we smell when we drive by the waste management trucks and whatnot. You know, when I was driving to New Mexico a couple of months ago, in Texas, I hit this area where it was just cows, and the stench was horrendous. And I'm like, if they stench like this alive, then what is the stench when they're dead? We got to clean up. And that's really the foundation of how to facilitate all of our healing, our realignment, our reorientation, our liberation, our resurrection is based on the order that we create from our wholehearted intensity of intention, will, and desire to walk in the integrity of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the all that is. You will never have anything greater. There is no teaching that you can get that is higher than that. The issue is you're doing that which is your own daily due diligence in dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, caring to dwell as the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and knowing that your duty, obligation, and responsibility is to create a direct line of light with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and to come to a point where you can live upon the planet under the auspices of your soul. That's a successful life. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.